This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Issues 2019. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Derby City Manager Kathy Sexton. Welcome to Issues 2019.
Thank you, Steve. Nice to have you with us. So good to be here. Thank you very much.
How long have you been the city manager in Derby?
You know, I've been the city manager in Derby since 2006, so that means I'm working on 14 years now, it looks like.
And what did you do before that?
I was assistant county manager at Sedgwick County. I was down at the county for about 12 years. I think I had 5 different jobs during that time, but I ended as assistant county manager.
I'd like to get a little background. Did you grow up around here? Where are you from?
You know, I grew up on a farm in southeast Kansas, and in 1985, I came out here to go to WSU and pretty much stayed. We had a short stint in Lawrence, but other than that, we came right back here and for the county position and then the Derby position.
Well, I've been doing some research lately about the local history. Was Derby at one time called El Paso?
Absolutely. I'm glad you found that. That is so interesting because back in the 1800s when all the cities, all the towns, all the farmers, you know, came this way and the covered wagons came this way, the folks who settled, the Garretts, Alexander Garrett family, they settled it, and then it became the town of El Paso when the town plat was filed right there on the river, and the railroad came through, and then, it's a funny story because they say that then El Paso, Texas became a growing community as well, and they said the mail got dropped off the train, right? So they said the mail kept getting confused between the two, El Paso, Kansas, and El Paso, Texas. So for some reason, they came up with Derby as the name. The folklore is that maybe the guy who worked at the train station or something was called, his last name was Derby. That's what we think. But anyway, in the 1950s, they actually officially changed the name of the city to Derby. But for decades, they'd been calling it Derby. Is that weird or
well,
what?
Well, growing up here, there was a Derby gasoline company and refinery.
Yes, and there was one of those in El Paso or in Derby. Yeah. So, you know, who knows where they got the name from, right?
I'm getting confused. All right, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, we'll talk a little about the weather. You had quite a storm down there in Derby. Gosh, you had 76 mile per hour wind.
Yes, that's a sustained wind for a while.
It wasn't really a tornado, though.
No, I understand that the weather people have now decided that the gusts were in the 90s, but the sustained winds for quite some time were 76 miles an hour, and it was more straight line, and it wasn't enough twister to call it a tornado. I think the folks in Derby don't really care what you call it. They just know it's a mess. and it's tree mess, mostly, and big old trees that just break your heart that some of them are uprooted. They're laying on top of houses, some of them, because they're in that older, 60-year-old neighborhoods. And so there's a lot of work yet to be done, but the most obvious parts have been cleaned up by now, a few days into it now.
But do you think there's going to be still some more cleanup for a few more days then, maybe?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's plenty. You know, our street crews had just on Sunday pushed tree damage aside so West Star and emergency services could get through on Monday. They cleared those street trees on Tuesday and Wednesday. They were working on parks. In other words, we have a lot of trees down in our parks. It's going to take a long time to get through those. And then, of course, folks who had a tree on their house or something like that, they have to deal with their insurance companies and get folks to come out and help remove trees. Just today we started coordinating a big, huge crane to come out to get a big... They told me the tree was as big as I was tall. And that's when I said, well, that's a big crane we're going to need then. We're going to have to really make provision for that, shut the street down or something to get it in there.
No doubt about the fact that this has been a rainy May and June in South Central Kansas. And as I understand it, this last week, Sedgwick County was talking with the folks in Derby about water wells down there and using water wells to help with flood relief. I didn't really understand all of that.
Yeah, it's a very complicated, difficult situation. And first, I would just want to say, I mean, it has been extreme rain this season for a lot of parts of Kansas and certainly parts around here. So. And that's part of the reason why the trees came down so, I'll say, easily. I mean, anything that 76-mile-an-hour winds on Sunday were would take a lot of things out. But trees were not breaking off. They were coming up at the roots. And what that is a function of partially is the saturated ground. You have to remember, Derby's all on the east side of the river. We're on the high side, which means we're on clay soils. So the low side of the river is west of the river, and there's no part of the city of Derby that is on the west side of the river. But what's over there is sandy soils, and they're in floodplain. And so when you have these kind of rains sustained week after week after week, I know we're all sick of them, and a lot of people around have wet basements and creek erosion in the backyards and all kinds of problems. But that area west, the area in the county west of the river is sandy soils, floodplain area, and yeah, they're suffering from that river being so full that it is bringing groundwater up into their yards and their basements.
Is that the Arkansas?
That's the Arkansas River.
The big A.
Oh yeah, the big arc. It goes right through Derby, but I say right beside Derby.
So what? How do these pumps work then? They take groundwater out?
Well, decades ago, when Derby really started growing as a city in the 50s. The El Paso Water Company began, and they put these wells in west of the river in the sandy soil and pumped the water to across the river to the city so that the city would have a water supply. And along about 2000, the year 2000, the city was growing a lot, and the state, the water rights folks at the state, said, hey folks, Derby's growing too much, you're using too much water, you've gone beyond your legal water rights, you have got to find another water source. And so they worked with Derby. I was not there in Derby at the time, but they worked with them, and the city worked with Wichita Water and formed a contract and built a big pipe from Wichita. So ever since 2003, the city of Derby's gotten its entire water, drinking water supply from the city of Wichita Water. Same water everybody else drinks around here. Okay. So at that time, of course, we turned off the pumps that were pumping water from the aquifer by the river over across the river to the city of Derby. And we haven't used that those water wells since 2003. Now, usually that's not a problem for anybody, but you get these occasional wet years. We had one in 2008, one in 2016, and now we've got one now here in 19, where the folks who live over there are experiencing that basement flooding and such. And it's one of those sort of last ditch efforts. What can you do? You know, it's a difficult situation, but it's just the notion of, hey, if a farmer were running their wells, you know, their irrigation systems on their fields, that would help. Well, obviously, you're not going to do that. Their fields are already saturated. And so the other option is, well, gosh, why didn't Derby run their wells? And we've done it twice in 08 and 16 when the county and the township asked us to, and they paid the electrical costs. But this time, the county hasn't really clearly committed the money, and they're concerned about that it's not real effective. It would help a few homes, maybe 3, maybe 11 homes. But there's far more than that that are flooded. So it's a very difficult situation. It's not easily solved. It's not quickly solved. Derby has before and will always do our part if we can help our neighbors. But in 2017, the county had a geologist do a study and basically tell them this isn't doing much good. And so it's we're in a more difficult position when folks get their hopes raised that something might do good, and then, well, doubtful.
Let's switch gears a little bit. Some basics. What's Derby's population, and what's its geographic area?
Yeah. Steve, Derby is the 17th largest city in the state. We are at 24,000 population now. We're very curious about the 2020 census and how the new count comes out, but we've been growing. It's highly residential. On our west border is the Arkansas River, essentially. Our north border is 55th Street. And, you know, that puts us a mile away, we'll say 2 miles away from the Air Force Base, but in between Derby and the Air Force Base is a mile stretch of what I call no man's land. We're not really planning to grow past 55th Street. So 55th Street's our north border, and on the south, we're almost to 95th Street South, about a quarter mile from 95th Street South. And so our growth area is pretty much to the east. We are past Rock Road with our residential growth and commercial growth now, and honestly, we have houses all the way to Webb Road now in a couple places.
So how would you describe your growth in the past few years then?
Mm-hmm. It's been good. Strong growth everywhere around the region was happening in residential until 2008, when the housing bubble burst, and we experienced slower growth until 2012, when it bottomed out. And ever since 2012, we've been growing again. In terms of new houses, new construction, certainly the business community in Derby has grown substantially in the last 15 years. We had small businesses in Derby before and locally owned businesses, which was great. But on Rock Road, the past 15 years, we've had chain stores coming in, we've had restaurants, Wichita business people expanding into Derby to some extent. But honestly, a lot of our growth is not Wichita businesses. It's a lot of out-of-state people who come to Derby. It's really kind of amazing. And local entrepreneurs, obviously. But we have become in Derby what I call a retail center, a commercial regional hub. And it's a lot of folks who live around Derby and identify with Derby, say southeast and west of Derby, who would rather not drive all the way into, say, way east Wichita or way west Wichita, where their medical facilities and their retail and restaurants are. So really, you know, in Wichita folks, a lot of Wichita folks I see in Derby all the time. If you live south of Kellogg, chances are you're shopping and eating out and dining in Derby, doing things like professional services, haircuts, you know, medical appointments, things like that.
You're listening to Issues 2019 on the Intercom radio stations, and our guest is Derby City Manager Kathy Sexton. Let's talk a little bit about city government there in Derby. What kind of an annual budget do you have? How many employees do you have at the city?
Yeah, great. That's growing, too. We struggle, it seems like, every year to keep up with the growth, but we have pretty much a $40 million in rough numbers, annual budget, aggressive capital improvement plan, about 185 employees. The fastest growing piece of our employee base is our part-time positions. We take a concerted effort to, as we grow, to find ways of creating part-time jobs, because we know there's so many senior citizens who want a different career after they retire. They still want to work some, but maybe not full time. And we're trying to find ways of incorporating them into our workforce, as well as parents, you know, who if it could work part time, it'd be ideal, so they can still take care of their kids and not have to pay for childcare, things like that. We have in Derby a fabulous library, a fabulous recreation center and park system, and senior center. When it comes to quality of life in Derby and why people choose to live in Derby, those three things are some of the most often cited that we hear.
Do you have infrastructure challenges, roads and bridges, that kind of thing going on all the time, like many cities?
Yeah, great question. The streets in Derby are really quite good compared to many other cities, but part of that is because we're so new. We keep building new streets and building new homes and new businesses, that kind of thing. Certainly our challenges are that for the older areas in town, the 60, 70-year-old parts of town, where you have to go in and do repairs and maintenance. It's funny, though, Steve. Some of the streets are 50 years old. They look better than some of the streets that are 20 years old. And that has more to do with soils conditions and the ways that we build streets. So, yeah, constant challenges there. We just are right now in the process of opening a brand new fire station in Derby. It's just one of those challenges that go with growth. You every year have to add a police officer, add a firefighter, and you know, after a while, you realize, oh, the building's not big enough anymore. And as you keep expanding, we're about 10 square miles now, and that has grown a lot. So as you grow and expand, you have to provide emergency services, street repair, lots of things like that.
You talked earlier about McConnell Air Force Base, and what is your relationship with them? Now, geographically, you're close, but how about that city within a city out there of several thousand people?
Yeah. It's a great question. So many people who live in Derby are active duty at McConnell Air Force Base. They drive back and forth every day. So many people who live in Derby are retirees from McConnell Air Force Base. Those kind of folks, career Air Force folks, have been stationed a number of places all over the country, all over the world. We constantly hear how much they like their stint at McConnell. Even if they don't retire when they're at McConnell, they might go somewhere else, but they still will buy a house in Derby, rent it to another Air Force family for a few years, and come back.
Coincidentally, my son is an Air Force retiree living in Derby. His son just graduated from Air Force basic training, living in Derby with dad and mom.
Oh, excellent.
He's going to be in the Air Guard. So, yeah, it's that kind of thing. Derby has had a lot of people come through McConnell and landing there and staying in Derby and contributing a whole lot to our community.
The Air Force people tell us that, you know, they get more free meals paid for when they eat out in Derby because people see them in uniform and what have you, and they'll just pay or thank them for their service and do whatever they can. So if people in Derby appreciate all the struggles of serving in the sure. military and what folks have been doing, especially the last decade or so when there's been multiple deployments, as you know, of guards and reserves. And it's not just the full-time Air Force people anymore that are having family stress and need folks to help watch their house. I can't tell you how many people last week were out helping military families on their block because they knew they were deployed or they knew they were out of town. It's like, hey, we got to go clean up his tree limbs because he's not there. And others, of course, who were there were helping other people. So,
do you work with your local Chamber of Commerce on attracting new business and workers?
Oh, yes. There is constant work on dealing with the calls and the interest and the business expansion. One of our primary economic development goals in Derby is to support local businesses as they want to expand and as they grow. In economic development these days, the grow your own is the best strategy, and supporting entrepreneurs that you already have who understand your community and want to do more and do better. Certainly, the national companies, they look at the data, they look at the map, and they come and find you. And we get a lot of come and find you. I mentioned earlier we have a lot of growth in commercial in Derby, and a lot of people think maybe we're giving things away, tax incentives and what have you that they always hear about in the Wichita market and Kansas City markets, how they're Kansas City, Kansas fighting with Missouri about who can give away the biggest tax breaks and incentives.
Right.
We don't do much of that in Derby. A lot of our growth is just happens because people see that it's a well-situated community with a good household incomes and people who like to support local businesses instead of going out of town, that kind of thing. So it's going really well in Derby.
Tell me about your relationship with Sedgwick County government.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, Wichita government.
Yeah.
We
are not living in a dream world in Derby. We know that our economy, being as a suburb of Wichita and the biggest city in the region other than Wichita, is tied to the Wichita economy and the countywide area regional economy. We try to participate as a player in that and not be one of those communities that says, well, we're going to try to steal a business from a neighboring community, or no, we're all in this together. And folks in Kansas, as you well know, Steve, will drive an hour to get to their jobs if they have to. They'd rather live closer, but a lot of folks live out on farms or have family farms or, you know, that kind of thing. So we like to participate in all the regional activities when it comes to working together as a region to improve quality of life for all of us. We do not have any doubts that there are a lot of cars leaving Derby in the morning and a lot of cars coming back at night. We do not have businesses to support all our residents. And that's okay, because I think Wichita understands a lot of people have chosen to live out in the country or in the suburbs, in the spreads where they have a higher quality of life, but it's all about working together. So, you know, you ask about the relationship with the county and with the city government officials. I think it's pretty good.
Okay. And you're looking at budgets every year. What are you going to do? Do you need to increase spending? Do you have that pressure every year?
We do. We do have that pressure because, one, we have a mission to make sure that we don't push off on the current residents the cost of new growth. So new growth has to pay for itself. On the flip side, there's always more things that need to be done. And when we don't abate hardly any property taxes on new businesses, then that provides us a good stream of new revenue to take care of those new needs, whether it be higher electric bills and higher health insurance costs, just normal stuff like that, or whether it means adding a police officer or buying a fire truck or building a fire station, those kinds of things. People expect high quality of life, and that's why they choose to come to Derby. So our government, our taxes have to pay for
that. Yeah, so how does that affect your taxes then?
Yeah.
What are people in there taxed highly, lowly?
Okay. Yeah, no, it's a great question. The a lot of people have that perception that things are higher, but, you know, as far as the we look every year at numbers of competitor area cities, whether it be cities similar to our size or just regional areas. So if you're a real estate agent, for example, and someone's moving to the Wichita area for a job at Koch Industries, for example, they're going to come in and look around and see their options. What are they going to look for, Steve? They're going to look for a good house with good schools, good property values, and services. They want services. We constantly hear from people how they look on the web when they're away and drive around when they're here to compare communities. And of course, we are proud that we are the third lowest property tax in our list of cities we compare against. Of course, Wichita's a lower property tax. No one's ever going to compete with that low rate they've set because of their economies of scale. But we are proud that we have the lowest sewer rates in the area. You know, you get your monthly bill with water and sewer on it, and we have the third lowest water rates and the lowest sewer rates. And so we always compare ourselves to other cities because we know it's a competitive environment. We know everybody's pinching pennies.
What are the biggest challenges that Derby faces?
You know, right now, I'd say if you want to talk at the micro level, it would be same thing every other business and employer is dealing with is workforce issues. How do you attract people to want to work at a wastewater treatment plant? Steve, if you got the answer to that, boy, I tell you what, we need it. Trying to get people to want to stay out in the heat all day and mow parks and tend to policing issues that are oftentimes neighborhood squabbles and things that are not easy to deal with. So being a police officer, a firefighter, a water utility person, these are jobs that are respectable, they're honorable, they're decent money, they're good benefits, good hours, but everybody's looking for those fabulous employees right now. So I'd say that is a good challenge for us.
What is it about your job that gets you out of bed in the morning?
You know, I love being a public servant. I think it is the most gratifying thing. I know that people who are in public service and then see the grass greener somewhere else and go elsewhere, they oftentimes wish they could come back or do come back because there's just an inherent benefit. It's like being a school teacher or something like that. There's frustrating times, obviously, but it is so gratifying when you get stopped in the grocery store and people say, you know, what you did over there was really good, or I really like what's going on in the city, and don't let them get you down, you know, things like that. There's always more to do. There's always challenges, but the benefit of building communities and helping people connect, valuing volunteers, helping people understand how community is not what the government can do for you, even at the city government level. It is about how everybody can participate and help each other and form community. It's a gratifying job. I'm really glad I'm a city manager.
Well, listen, thanks for spending some time with us. This is the first time we've met. It's been interesting and informative for me, and I know for our listeners, Kathy. So thanks a lot for being with us. Maybe we'll have you back again here in a few months. We'll talk about what's going on in Derby again. How about
Steve, that sounds fabulous. Thank you ever so much.
Our guest is Derby City Manager Kathy Sexton. That's all for this edition of Issues 2019. And, of course, we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.